Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Timescales don't count. Today is either minus £2 or plus £9, depending on which tile I sit the scales on.
So true.
Just sit the scale on every tile. Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever eaten the inside of an Easter egg, then wrapped it back up so no one knows, then this is the podcast you need. And I definitely have folded the foil to look like it's full. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hold on, though. Once you open an Easter egg, that's it. You don't wrap it back up because you have to eat it in one. That's the rule, right?
Well, yeah, but if you press the foil against the plastic, it still looks like there's one in there.
Interesting.
No one needs to know.
Right, let's start with our first update. And it's from me.
Week 3 of calorie counting complete. And I am still, I know, on plan. Now, it sounds daft calling it a plan because it's not really a plan. I don't have to read around any rules. I don't have to make stuff up as I go along. I don't rely on a leader to tell me what I can and cannot have at different times. I'm just basically putting everything I eat into an app. It's telling me how much calories I've eaten so far that day, how many I've got left, and how many I've burnt. It's pretty foolproof, to be honest. So this week was a big test for me because I had my first Indian takeaway whilst on hashtag calorie counting or hashtag CC. And I'll be honest, I did not hold back. I had 2 onion bhaji. I had a chicken jalfrezi. I also had boiled rice. Not a fan of pilau rice, so I'd rather have the boiled rice. And get this, a plain naan bread. I also this weekend had some alcohol. I had weighed and measured gin and slimline tonics and a little bottle of Prosecco as well. And I've lost a pound.
Lovely.
This is a no-brainer. Like, why are you not calorie counting?
You sound like a cult leader.
No, I don't. I sound like somebody that's discovered we don't have to listen to MMB anymore.
Shout out to Margaret Miles Bramwell early on today's
episode. Katie, you must feel amazing.
It's just the freedom. Like, and people ask me, is it difficult to stick to? No. Why do you think it's working? Well, I'm just writing everything down. And I know that, like, we've been told that forevermore. Write it down, track what you're eating, blah, blah, blah. But it, honestly, with this app, it's just so easy. And again, I'm not selling NutriTrek because they don't pay me any money yet. But what I'm saying is, like, it's foolproof. And I also found out from doing this tracking that the times when I am most likely to fall out with a diet are in the evenings. Now, that's fine in the weekdays because we go to bed early because we get up early. But at weekends, like, I was snacking a lot in the evenings. But if I've only got 89 calories left, ladies, all I can do is eat my frozen Milky Bar mousse and that's it. Stop.
Oh, here
then
she
stop.
Goes.
So, yeah.
And here endeth the first sermon.
Yeah.
I got to say, I was furious with you. Why? And I still am. Because I thought in my head that an Indian takeaway was approx 5,000 calories.
It can be.
And how have you fit that in to your diet?
Well,
it pisses me off.
So,
did you not eat all day though to have this Indian takeaway?
Yeah, what did you have?
So, I'll just have a quick gander now because obviously
it annoys me. I feel annoyed that you've had it
Monday, Sunday, Saturday.
And lost weight.
So, on that day, I had Weetabix for breakfast and some oat milk with a banana. For lunch, I had a cheese and Marmite hot cross bun.
Nice, well done.
And also had a whole bag of M&S onion rings. Obviously, really healthy lunch
this
that was.
This is a great diet.
And then dinner was chicken jalfrezi, onion bhaji, both Indian takeaway ones.
My
so
God.
It's worked out. And then my snacks, get this. It was M&S caramel crispy bites times 3 apples times one, a fiber one bar, and a skinny whip bar.
And booze.
Oh,
yeah, and booze as well.
Off. I literally can't listen
all
to this
came
anymore.
In. All came in under calories. Like, it was in, and like, I just, honestly, like, I didn't starve myself all day. I had all the shit that I wanted.
Clearly,
to eat,
Jesus.
Yeah, you ate all day and you had an Indian takeaway and booze.
It literally sounds like the best day ever.
Well, it sounds like someone's conning themselves good. Over calories, if I'm honest.
Now,
I did
halve my takeaway because it was big portions. So I had it on the Saturday and I had the leftovers on a Sunday, which is just divine.
Even better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
That must have been hard though to half it.
No, because it was a big plate.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she'd eaten all day.
Oh, that's true.
She was that hungry.
So I saved half the next day. But actually, had I not been calorie counting, what I would have done is I would have known that I'd been planning the Indian that evening and that I would have started off good at breakfast. Lunchtime would have come around and I would have eaten a load of shit. I would have had the takeaway and forced the whole lot down, not knowing how many calories it was.
Yeah, me too.
And in my head thinking, oh, fuck it, I'll get over it and just like get really back on track tomorrow.
Draw a line under it tomorrow, girls.
And it never does, because then tomorrow's Sunday and then we know that diets don't start until Monday. So I would have had 2 days of overeating. But I managed it. I did it. I counted it and then weighed myself on the Monday and I'd lost another pound. That's 11 pounds in 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
It's like fast 800 all over again.
But that also means though that the novelty will wear off eventually, like it did with the fast 800.
I just don't, because
no, this
is
probably the longest you've lasted.
This is the longest I've been on a diet.
Yeah,
for
3 weeks.
During
that's
this
really
podcast.
Good for you, actually.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's difficult because, like I said in the clip just then, it feels daft calling it a plan. Because I'm just eating what I want.
You're just living your life, aren't you, really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We can tell you're eating what you want. You've given us the list. And do you feel better?
Yeah.
Because you should feel shitter because you're eating terrible food.
Oh, no. Well, that Saturday was a very bad example.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do feel better. And, you know, I feel like I'm back to where I was pre-Christmas now.
Mm.
Well, I know I am. Like, weight-wise, I definitely am. So that's good. That makes me feel good.
Long may it continue.
Yes. But then do I bother going back to a group?
Well, this is the big question, isn't it?
It really is.
Luckily, Boris won't let us make that decision yet.
Not yet, no.
So you don't have to.
But I have been looking at how much proper scales cost. So they're like 200 plus pounds.
Fuck it.
What do you mean proper scales?
Like the ones that your Slimming
World
leaders
would use.
Oh, the
actual Slimming World scales.
Yeah,
yeah,
200
yeah, yeah.
quid plus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's a massive outlay. But if you ain't paying to go and sit at a group and listen to Vera chat about her piles, then is it worth it for a whole year?
I would say this, even scales that cost £250 are home scales, and we all know.
Oh, yes. No.
Home scales
do count. Yes, they do.
They count when you lose weight. times.
Well, good luck to you, darling.
Thank you very much.
I'm so fucked up at this Indian.
I mean, I'm fuming.
Me too.
Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from Rachel. She says, we had a woman at group who was in her 70s. At least twice a month, she said it was her star week.
Brilliant.
Oh, bless her.
I wonder what she thought it was. Poor bloated woman.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. You just need to bring booze and biscuits.
That's part of the contract. That's the contract.
You can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Also remember, the new Power of One stickers are for sale in our Etsy shop.
Oh, sound great.
You put that in there, Paul. That little line there, yeah.
He's not bought one yet. keep checking the orders.
Before we move on to the next update, let's hear from some of the messages you've been sending us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
One Chin on Insta said, I've already bought Easter eggs. Oh, lovely. Galaxy, Smarties Orange and Terry's. I'd stopped at the first two and then I saw Terry's and thought, oh, what the hell. Remember too that a few days after Easter is also great for buying. I got a Ferrero Rocher Easter egg for £2 last Whoa. Year. I couldn't say no.
Bargain chocolate.
How are we tackling like Easter?
That. What do you mean, how are we tackling? I'm calorie counting so I can have what I like.
The thought of weighing chocolate upsets me.
Yeah.
That upsets me a bit.
Yeah, but you can smash an Easter egg and put it in the fridge and have nibbles and leave it and come back
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, that is true.
We established that last year. I can't do that. It's got
to be
one go.
That is still an entire Easter egg, though. Whether you smash it and eat it over a day, is still a whole Easter egg.
Isn't one of our mantras, if you smash it up, the calories fall out?
That's
one
from
the Yes, episode. I think
that's
we have biscuit. Used that one before.
We have,
yeah, so
we, yeah.
Basically calorie free. Helen Redfern says, I would like to confess to the following. I stood in the utility pretending to sort out the washing. I was eating a chocolate bar.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't know why, because my boyfriend wouldn't give a shit if I was eating chocolate.
I was going to say, yeah, why are you hiding
it? I don't know even
joke.
Why we do it. I don't know why we do
well,
it.
Well, I hide it from the kids who ask, can I have something to eat before? And I'm like, no, I'm cooking you dinner. Eat.
love it.
Sarah Brown says, if one stumbles across a 79 pence yellow stickered Colin the Caterpillar cake, because he is clearly close to dying.
Totally.
And one rescues him, does that make him sin-free?
Wow. Yes.
79 pence for a Colin the Caterpillar
cake.
That's a
bargain, isn't it?
How does she go in M&S?
How can you afford not to? That's what's crazy. But if you've stumbled across one of those and not bought it, you are earning way too much dough. Kirsty says, I've been dodging my Zooms like the plague. My consultant begged me to attend this week and I was thinking, oh God, everyone's buggered off. But it was actually to announce me as the greatest loser. I feel bad now for calorie counting. Oh, no.
I do wonder how many people, now that Katie mentioned it about people pretending to do Slimming World and are actually calorie counting, I wonder how many people actually are.
When Fast 800 was first on TV, when they did the TV show thing with Dr. Michael Mosley, there was a lot of people whispering to each other in the weigh queue. And I know that everybody was trying out for Fast 800 and getting great losses that week. I know they were.
Amazing.
And nobody was admitting to it.
Well, we have
that's probably insane.
It's similar to SP day. So you just tell your leader, oh, I just did a week of SP.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I remember. Back in those
days. But didn't you only do 2 days? That was not
our
a week
very day.
You
I lost 5 whole pounds. Put it back on those.
Once and never again.
There's been a Christmas since, guys. Come on.
And an Easter.
Yeah, and an Easter, yeah.
Jenny Wegg says, I've just decided to test the hot bath theory and lost 0.5 pound. And that wasn't even with any red wine.
She could have at least doubled that with a glass of red.
Well, I was confused about this because we did, I think, initially say a glass of white wine.
Oh, no, really?
I thought it was white,
and
yeah.
So I'm glad you didn't try the red wine theory. That could have really...
I've definitely tried it with a frozen daiquiri before. which was a really lovely, enjoyable bath experience, I'm sure you can imagine. But no, it didn't work for me. So I think it is just the white wine.
Guys, keep trying. Keep trying. Yeah, you just never know. You never know.
And Fat Matt to Fab Matt on Insta says, home scales don't count.
Correct.
Today is either -2 pounds or +9, depending on which tile I sit the scales on.
So true.
Just sit the
scales
on every
tile. That is true,
though.
It does vary, yeah.
But by crazy, that's an 11-pound swing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Don't look at me as though I'm the fucking mental one here. This is ridiculous.
It's always best of three. I mean, that means lowest of three. But you always put it in the same square, the same place.
How about you put it in three different locations and then average the three of that? And then
or
just, basically just make it up.
Why don't you go to a club and do it properly?
Well, we can't, Joe, because they're closed.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address. Go to stitchfix.co.uk/slimming to set up your profile, and your personal stylist will send you fresh looks personalised just for you in your colours, styles and on your budget. You pay a £10 styling fee for each fix, which is credited towards anything you keep. No subscriptions required, plus shipping, returns and exchanges are all easy and free.
I got a dress from there a few weeks ago, a summer flowery number for when the days are brighter.
Yes.
Guess what? A bit tight on me at the moment. Right. However, you know what's going to happen, don't you?
You're going to lose weight into it.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
By summer. Laugh, Victoria.
This is your target waist item.
Sorry.
No, it can't be my target waist item because it's
tight around your chest.
No, because it's elasticated, so you'd never really quite know. You'd never know. It's just I
love how it's still tight and it's elastic.
Yeah. I mean, there's too many.
I mean, that was ambitious.
There's too many bumps I can see, and so I won't wear it in public just yet. But this is the aim, and it's a great, and it's one of those that I would never have chosen myself, and that's what I love about them.
Yeah. Whereas the best dress that I've had from there is something I definitely would have chosen for myself.
Right.
But that's because I was very specific and told them animal print, and cleavage. There we go. Stitch Fix does the hard work for you, making great style effortless for women and men. Get started today at stitchfix.co.uk/slimming, and you'll get 20% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.co.uk/slimming for 20% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.co.uk/slimming. Right, let's move on to our next update, and it's from Victoria.
Well, I had every intention of having a good week on Slimming World again, and I was really determined to have another big loss and be closer to my birthday target. And that was all happening until my plans changed with my bubble, and I ended up spending more time with him than I had planned. And it also involved getting an M&S meal deal, which we had pizza, and then I told him about the cupcakes. Obviously, we had to get them. And we also tried the chili and cheese hot cross buns, which are so much better than the Marmite ones. It just completely threw me off, and then that was it then. I was off the plan. So I haven't really been that good this weekend. We did have Project D donuts as well, which were absolutely insane. And I still have one left, which is not helping being on Slimming World this week at all. So maybe I calorie count for the rest of the week and see if that makes any difference at all. I had a great weekend. I really, really did. But I am aware now that I've just lost another week, essentially getting to my target, which is a little bit annoying.
So what was the weight?
Yeah, I was going to say,
gain?
How'd you get on?
I'm assuming it's a gain because you never said.
Well, I just want to say that boys make you fat. That is fat and, you know, foolproof. Because up until the weekend, I was honestly having a great week and I had everything all planned, and then plans changed and then it threw me off. And we know what
you said
like
that already. What did you do this week?
Yeah, great question.
Okay, I haven't gained, which is good, and I haven't lost. I have maintained.
Right. Which means a £2.
Yeah, which...
Yeah, £2 gain. If you say maintain...
No, I genuinely haven't. And I did... I did actually step on the scales. I did three times, because this is what Katie does, obviously, and she obviously knows how to lose weight, so I'm following in her. So I did that. Two were maintain, and one was a gain of 2.
Megan.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go maintain.
Well, you've done the average, I suppose.
Why didn't you just calorie count from the beginning of the week? And then you could have been fine and on plan. It would have all been acceptable, even the Project D donuts.
Because, Katie, I refuse to prove you right. I'm not doing it. I just can't do it.
Talk about cutting your nose off to spite your face.
We just got...
No, I think because I'd had like two really good weeks doing Slimming World, and I thought, right, this is it. I'm back in it now. But it just reminded me so much how much, when you go off plan, it completely just changes everything. Mm. And it's very, very hard to then get back into it. So again, yeah, this is why I can see why calorie counting works, because I could have had all of that stuff and probably have still lost weight. I did start calorie counting yesterday.
Right. Ooh.
And I did download the app.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to, see how the rest of the week goes with that, I think. And just see where I am next.
And how
season.
Many, but how yeah, many calories in a Project D donut?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you see, it's already gone to shit. It's already gone
to shit.
Well,
I had to finish that. So I finished that. Well, essentially,
she ate that before she downloaded the app.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that didn't count. Basically, I added everything into the app that wasn't the donut yesterday. Yeah. So if we ignore the donut, I was bang on my calories for yesterday. So actually, I love this. This is great.
Yeah, if you ignore half the stuff you eat, it's a very good app. Brilliant.
But today, it's fine. It's all good.
Okay.
I'm calorie counting.
You mentioned chili and cheese hot cross buns, which I've not
tried
yet.
Oh my God. They are so good. So much better than the Marmite ones. Yeah. Really nice.
We've just been sent a photo of rhubarb and custard.
Oh yeah, from Asda.
Is that what they were? Asda.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm not into those ones. But the chili and cheese ones, they were kind of like a scone.
Right.
This is the thing about these savoury ones. Like, hot cross buns have always been a sweet treat, but I'm actually more of a fan of these savoury ones. I can have a whole lunch in them.
Sure.
Yeah, they're really nice. I tried the blueberry ones from M&S as well, but I wasn't a massive fan of those.
They sound
either.
Way too healthy.
But also
yeah. Well, they're not. Believe me, they're really not.
And I want to try the M&S ones, which is the salted caramel and chocolate. I've tried the extreme chocolate ones. I can confirm they are delicious. Mm. So I've got two more different varieties of the M&S ones to try, then I've got the hat trick. So there we go. Right, yes. You've got just over three weeks to your birthday then. So how many pounds you got left to get to this mini target you've set yourself?
I think it's half a stone.
Easy.
That's a piece of piss then. If you're calorie counting. Well, let me let you know how I got in. In 3 weeks, I lost 11 pounds. It's more than doable.
But I think, because I worked it, well, I put everything, all the information in and whatever, and it's saying that I think my calories are, it's like 1,240, which is quite less. That's not very much.
Yeah, it is, I suppose, low. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Never mind. Some...
Thanks for your support, Katie. Really appreciate it.
We don't know what to say about that because Katie's is higher.
But also set, like, how much you move.
Oh, yeah, I did all that.
Did you pretend you move more? Is that why you're saying
that? No, I said that I move far less than I do.
Oh.
So I've even underestimated myself.
Oh, here we go. Well, okay, so 11's the target then, isn't it? 11 pounds in 3 weeks. And then that's...
And then you'll be as good as me.
Good. The inspiration. Well, good luck, darling.
Thank you.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who has gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Elaine Cairns sent this one in. I just went out for chocolate. The haul was so mammoth that I had to pretend it was for a family I know in Florida.
The lie.
I love the detail. Yes,
it's not even for my family.
No.
It was for a family I know in Florida that I will be sending to them.
I wonder what kind of conversation they got into. Like, I wonder if it's like how much it would cost in postage and packaging, what the weight would be.
Gone all out,
I used to work on the checkout in Sainsbury's and I totally would have really grilled down. Oh, who are this family? Where do they live? What are their names? Tell me now. Go.
If you want to nominate yourself for a hero of the week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Right, time for our last update to the podcast, and it's from Jo.
There is still no official date for when my Slimming World is going to be back open. I saw Katie speculating on an increase in Slimming World group fees when we go back, which I just don't know if she's trying to bring us down, me and M&B, or whether it's true or not. So we do need to investigate that. Here's a thing I wanted to mention, because I've mentioned a lot about my boyfriend. When I bought him a Millionaire's shortbread, he went, oh yeah, I'll have it later. Crazy. Over the weekend I bought myself an Easter egg, still got it, not got into it yet, but he said, oh yeah, don't bother with me, I'm not bothered about an Easter egg. Crazy. And a few of you messaged me and went, oh, he's like an intuitive eater. He does the intuitive eating diet. Do we all need to be doing that? The power of one intuitive eater diet.
Jo, the reason we are fat is because we don't intuitively eat.
I know, but we should be.
What even is it? What does it mean?
I think it means, what it means is have what you fancy. When your body tells you to.
Yeah, it's what you listen to what your body's craving. Yeah. So sometimes, like, I do really fancy a glass of milk and I justify it with, well, that's what my body needs.
That's my body's telling me I need.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that doesn't work. You don't need chocolate. You don't need crisps. You don't need sweets.
Well, what if my body tells me I do?
That's the thing. If my body's telling me that I need a Greg sausage roll, then obviously that's what I need.
But I think what it does is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I've never read a book, just scan read one article. I think what it does is you have to actually learn to listen to your body properly. And when your body tells you that you don't, it doesn't want, you know, the second half of the Indian takeaway, which my body
does though.
Then you stop eating, is my understanding. Okay. So you have what you fancy, but
you
only when you
shit on your plate.
Yeah, you leave.
Whoa. You must always clear your plate, even when you're too stuffed to carry on. That's what I was taught.
That's why. I mean, I don't know. Many people mentioned intuitive eating. And weirdly, like, my boyfriend just doesn't eat if he's not hungry.
Yeah, you've said before.
Which beggars believe, frankly.
Crazy. How are you not hungry all the time?
I know, that's what I mean. He just like, oh, no, I don't really fancy. On holiday.
I could always eat a shortbread.
I've said it before, and I just look at him in disbelief. And I go, we're on holiday, let's have an ice cream. Well, of course. Oh, no, I don't fancy
one. At 9 o'clock in the morning.
No, it doesn't matter whether you fancy one. What matters is we're on holiday. That's the key thing here. And anyway, he's been skinny all his life, so...
So he is an intuitive eater.
Maybe he is.
But what is this? I mean, you've got to find out what his secret is then.
I don't know.
It sounds boring.
Yeah, it does. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but he eats McDonald's when he fancies it, Victoria. Yeah, and he has at least two caramel lattes a day?
Two toffee lattes a day.
Wow.
I know, he's inside.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want the shortbread and the Easter egg and stuff, because he has two caramel lattes a day.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's why. I mean, I don't know. You tell me, if you've successfully dieted by being an intuitive eater, you know I'm happy to explore new avenues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Weekly.
Can I just...
You'll try anything.
Yeah. Can I just clear something up? There is a price increase for Slimming World.
I mean...
It's gone up to £5.95 from £4.95.
A whole pound extra.
A whole pound. A week extra.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
An extra £4 a month.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's a woman, I won't name her because she is a consultant, and she was at head office the other day, sent me a lovely picture of the Margaret Miles Bramwell banner, which looks...
Oh, I thought it was at your house, Jo.
Sure, a lot of people said that. A lot of people said, is this the front of Jo's house? Happy to take it.
Church of MMB.
The Church of MMB. And I said, oh, okay, spill, when are we officially opening?
Yeah.
And she said they were vague about it. And she was like, they just won't say. But... On the flip side of that, I have seen a consultant I used to go to in West Brom, and she has announced that they're opening on the 12th of April. So you freaking tell me, MMB, that rhymes. So I don't know. What's the directive? Because she said to me, I'll give you a nudge and a wink.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be going back for a few months. And I was like,
fuck off, really?
Yeah, but some people are opening. I've seen official people. So I'm very confused.
Oh, I think it depends where it is, like where the venue is, surely.
I don't know. It all depends on so many things, but what we cannot do is rely on them. So download the new check app. Calorie count away and home scales count.
Well, let's wait and see. I'm still thinking maybe I've got the full stone to lose by... In 3 weeks, did you say, was weighing?
Yeah. Over 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. I will have I'm on track to have lost a stone in lockdown.
Since lockdown one.
Sure.
No. I mean, I definitely
okay.
didn't. Okay.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations, and today's has come in from Kirsty Lee Kendall. She says, can I nominate my husband as least supportive diet partner, but also best gift giver? For my birthday, he bought me a massive selection of Hotel Chocolat truffles and pralines. There are 72 pieces of chocolate in this box. Don't think I'll be losing weight this month.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
That is incredible.
We've had a hell of a day. Been talking about Hotel Chocolat since breakfast.
You've been talking about them for like Easter eggs as well.
Yeah. Our producer found a £29 belter from Hotel Chocolat.
Oh, that's nice. Producer Paul, treats all right.
How lovely of him. That's why he was Googling it, Victoria. So you sit by your postbox, darling.
Before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Jackie Morse says, I'm still at Target, but put 1.5 pounds on at weigh-in this morning. Thinking back on the weekend, I can't see that it was the mini mince pies I got from the best son-in-law in the world. The Indian with bhaji that I was presented with on Saturday night, or the McDonald's cheese melts my daughter brought on Sunday. And since these were all given to me by my family, they were sin-free, yes?
Yes.
Correct. I did, however, have my first COVID jab yesterday. Who knew that would cause weight gain?
1.5 pounds for that jab.
I know. That's a good jab. You've really got some in there, love. Well done.
Iva says, I wanted to share about the 40 times chewing thing that you were talking about. I learned about it when I was 5 from my great grandpa. He used to claim that he had got to 94 because he chewed every bite he ate 40 times. Uh-huh. It was a trick he'd learned when he was in labour camp post World War II in the communist Bulgaria. That way he could eat half a piece of bread and half a potato and trick their minds that they were full. So it's got to work.
It's got to work.
Wow.
It has got to work. Should we go back to trying it? No.
The thought of chewing. We tried all sorts of stuff out, but what?
Yeah, what since they didn't last 40 times? I don't know why that's the first thing that sprung to mind that I tried.
And Marilyn Markham says, my Slimming World leader has just put a comment on my Facebook post showing my homemade cheese and sourdough bread, saying, "Ah, that's where you are."
Oh no!
I've been telling her online that I have been maintaining. Unfortunately, the post she jumped on stated how much weight weight I had put on. I am now on the fast 800 and losing 2 pounds a day. So yes. I should be okay by real weighing.
I mean, absolutely not, Marilyn, but good luck.
You've got yourselves an exclusive guest who's nailed dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Joe was given...
Why are you laughing that I was the Slimmer of the Week?
Because I can't even remember
this
why.
This pisses me off because producer Paul shouted across the office earlier, were you Slimmer of the Week? It's like, what?
Yeah, I can't remember what. I think it's because I just didn't want to give it to Katie. I think it was as simple as that. She was doing really well and I just didn't want her to have it.
I'll take it by default anyway, yeah, you guys. Yeah. Okay, Victoria, why do you deserve it this week?
Why do I deserve it this week?
Even Victoria doesn't think she deserves it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've maintained, I've not gained weight. I had a great time. I ate a lot of donuts and I taste tested the M&S chili and cheese hot cross buns, which
is a service.
Yeah. To everyone, really.
I agree.
Yeah, so I think I'm just going to go with the hot cross buns.
Okay, good.
That's my reason.
11 pounds in 3 weeks.
Oh.
An Indian takeaway over the weekend and alcohol. Do I need to say more?
I am going to say this. I am so angry about you having that Indian and losing
you
weight.
You messaged me on Sunday about it.
I couldn't freaking message you fast enough. I was like, you fucking tell me how many calories are in that bloody thing you've eaten. How dare you? And because of that, Victoria will be Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, this is a bit like deja vu all over again.
This is great.
Katie, I'm not having you having a full-on fat Indian with grease dripping everywhere and still losing weight.
I'll be having a kebab this week, Joe.
I'm already angry
with pitta and garlic mayonnaise.
I'm already angry with you. Don't send me a photo. Also do.
I am definitely sending you a photo. Right, you may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.